seen another. A package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, and endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
Find us at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Go check out all the news and archives and hosts and shows and information there. Again, www.republicbroadcasting.org. I am Eric Schein, Lieutenant Eric Schein. Set for promotion to Lieutenant Commander back in 2003-2004. When the Coast Guard, a branch of service, not a branch of military service, but a branch of civil service, moved from the Department of Transportation into the Department of Homeland Security, the newly created Moorabbin Department of Homeland Security, or as most know it now as the new Department of Defense, and declared, or started to declare, that it was a branch of military now in Homeland Security. One that could administer, enforce, police, regulate, even adjudicate civilian affairs and bring charges and civil complaints against alleged identified civilians, such as myself, although I was not at the time a civilian, I was a naval officer. The Coast Guard stripped me of my naval commission, security clearance, and more. Although I'm not in the Coast Guard, never served in the Coast Guard. Coast Guard is a civil service. I was a member of the United States Navy and in a special program relating to the United States Merchant Marine as a graduate of the United States Merchant Marine Academy at Kings Point, a fellow military service academy to Annapolis and West Point, and a fellow academy, Service Academy, Federal Service Academy to Coast Guard, which is a civil service academy. And remember, it got its start in the Treasury Department, then Commerce, then Transportation. How do you get a branch of military out of any of those three branches or departments, I should say? We'll be back. 800-313-9443 is the call-in number, if you dare. And I'd like to talk about and keep a focus on the militarization of things that should not be militarized. Civilian affairs to be one. And that's why I have the two websites, crossingtherubicon.org and martiallaw911.com. We'll be right back after this break.
Gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation that comes and goes. If you're not having normal bowel movements every day, you can suffer from a buildup of toxins that cause upset stomach, constipation, excess gas, or intestinal discomfort. Plus, you could be holding up to 4.5 pounds of fecal waste if you're going to the bathroom only once a day. Even more unwanted weight if you're going less often. But now there's ColonFlow. Non-prescription ColonFlow is scientifically formulated with key ingredients to help restore normal bowel function. And you're eligible to try it free for 30 days. We're looking for participants to receive a free 30-day trial, so call immediately. All-natural colon flow works gently with your body to eliminate toxic waste and maintain your regularity. Colon flow is being released to the general public, and your area has been selected to try it right now for free. Call immediately to find out how to receive your free 30-day trial. Phone lines are open now.
Call 888-446-3902. That's 888-446-3902. Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
I can't believe I'm playing English, or I should say British music. I don't understand how Brits always sound American when they're singing, and then when they're speaking, it's like bloody well. yeah, I don't know if anybody's seen the Tinker Blinker Winker Wanker, whatever, Tinker Soldier, Sailor, the new movie, which is based on a novel about intelligence, quote-unquote, in England, Britain, and how the Brits were being used to try to get at and basically feed from the Russians false intelligence and gain access into there's a program in the movie, and I'm sure it's based on the novel, which is based on true events, I believe. The program is called Witchcraft, and fiction or not, there's enough stories out there about things that have really gone on involving the CIA, MI5, MI6, FBI. You know, J. Edgar is another movie that's out right now. I'm surprised they haven't done one more recently about, we'll probably look for that, on McCarthy. it is unbelievable how Congress can be on notice of what is going on in the country and not give a tinker's damn for soldiers and sailors and others, and about corruption that goes well beyond what was laid out in this book and recent movie. The level of corruption in our system now, to where people have been placed in positions of power and trust within the United States, goes all the way to the top. And I'm not just pointing the finger at President Barack Obama, and I'm not talking anything about the whole Kenyan birth certificate issue, which in my mind has some points of interest, I guess, in all of that. Not only that Kenya was a British protectorate, but that Obama's, I mean, it's not even really his real name. It's like Gerald Ford. Gerald Ford's real name is Leslie Lynch King. And most people don't realize that. And the King family, tied to the Udall family, is much like the Bush, Davis, Walker family. And even now, I guess, one of the listeners, I believe she's from California, had sent me a video about Max Kaiser and even Max Kaiser. And, you know, to some extent, sure, he's putting out good word. But his last name, Kaiser, means king in German. And our founders, if you had a name like that, they, you know, you would not do well, let alone survive back in that time period, because they hated any and all signs of royalty in all its forms. I mean, but that's what the Revolutionary War was about. That's what the French Revolution was about. The Mexican Revolution, you could look to, I don't know how many different countries in the world that have even called themselves republics over, you know, at times. Even China now is called a republic. I just, the focus, I guess, was against royalism, against nobility, aristocracy, an elite, to where you had, you know, thank you, Mr. Clinton, for your time in office. And, you know, to some extent, I'm thinking that even two terms is too much now, four-term limit that Roosevelt pushed into and was nipped in the bud thereafter by the Republicans, thank God, in limiting the terms of a president to two terms by the 22nd Amendment. You know, I'm thinking now it might be better to even make it, you know, I hate to see the money that's spent on elections, and maybe if it goes to public funding to some extent, or much more so, if not entirely, which I kind of find it hard with Citizens United and a lot of other case law and where things are headed, but there is also a major pushback coming from the people in all regards. But one thing I find, like even with Naomi Klein, a friend of mine, and I call him a friend, but he's the secretary of the National Mariners Association back in Louisiana. And he has actually put out a bunch of information regarding and pertaining to my own case, and has contacted Congress and the Senate and executives in the executive branch, or individuals in the executive branch, executives within different agencies within the executive branch, including, you know, not only quote-unquote admirals and or heads of the agency, Commandant Moore within the Coast Guard, but also Janet Napolitano as Secretary of Homeland Security, and others. Congressman Cummings would be one that comes to mind, and there's many others who sit on surface transportation subcommittees and committees, full committees within the Senate and the House. But he finally got the book called The Shock Doctrine by Naomi Klein and read it, and I had actually told him way back when that he should, and he's read it, and now he realizes that everything I've been saying that relates to even a much bigger picture politically and ideologically than what's going on and laid out in the Shock Doctrine. Because I point more to where it's coming from, and I would say Germany or Greater Germania and or the royal German families like the Windsors, who are German, Saxe, Coburg, Gotha, changed their name in 1917, and more importantly, Habsburgs, and Queen Beatrix, and of course Queen Elizabeth, the two largest trusts in the world. And then you can start looking at Royal Dutch Shell as a fingerling of those trusts, Dutch trust, and, you know, it is royal. It is Dutch, and it is a shell company for the royal families, along with BP, British Petroleum, and Blankfein, Lord Blankfein, and even that was one of the individuals that Max Kaiser pointed to in his in the video that was sent to me, where he's talking about the elite and theirs. You know, and, hey, all the more power to him, especially with that last name, Kaiser, as in Henry J. Kaiser, who worked with Nixon, and there's videotapes about Kaiser starting Kaiser Permanente, the first healthcare organization out here in California, and basically as an extension or push coming from the military-industrial complex, the large corporate families, the large Anglo-Saxon corporate families that, trying to think, it was Martin Bormann, was involved in getting out of Germany before the German Empire fell and before Hitler was taken down and out and Germany was put under the thumb of the collective United Nations of the United States and Great Britain or the Commonwealth and France and many other countries who are on the ally side, supposedly. I even look at what's going on now in Europe with France kissing up to Germany, almost as if France, back just like in World War II, had thrown up its arms and surrendered without much fuss and said, just don't, you know, hurt the Eiffel Tower and or all of our precious museums and museum pieces. Come in, take over. And then, of course, a lot of people set up the French resistance and more. But the Vichy French, who basically turned France over to Germany, it's almost as if it's going on again, and France has surrendered to and is now the lapdog of Germany, as Germany has done administratively and by these agreements behind closed doors without the consent of the people to bring together what it had tried to do militarily. And, you know, and it did do that because it is the proverbial land bridge that is created under the umbrella of national security from nation to nation through the military-industrial complex. There has been a conduit between the United States and Germany, West Germany, since World War II, and there's been a conduit between Russia and East Germany since after World War II. And the Cold War, you know, centered around Germany. One of the cell that planned 9/11, supposedly, and I find no coincidence, was actually from Hamburg, Germany. So, you know, the more history moves forward, or the more things change, the more they stay the same. We'll be right back after this commercial break. 800-313-9443. Get some balls and call in. If you're a lady, please call in as well.
Your body is constantly fighting off the invaders in the way of bacteria, viruses, pathogens, and so forth. The colder weather is a winter wonderland for these guys. What you need to do all the time, but more so during this season, is to strengthen your immune system. And you can do it with Daniel Chapter 1's A and B Biotropins. Acidophilus and Bifidus from frozen human strain is your frontline defense to the invaders. For years, Daniel Chapter 1's customers have been using A and B Biotropins. They've found that they are so effective, it's common for them to do them regularly to keep their immune systems in tip-top shape. Protect yourself with A and B Biotropins. Call 800-504-5511. That's 800-504-5511. For a discount, use promo code 200A. That's promo code 200A.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-4121. Again, 1-888-246-4121.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And I want to throw out, and I want to welcome here in a minute, caller from Canada, Werner, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his name properly, but the listener who I had mentioned earlier who had sent me the video about what I was talking about earlier sent me another one about Jamaica will become a republic, new prime minister vows, and there's an article that's actually in The Guardian. I don't know why The Guardian keeps reporting more stuff than the papers here in the United States, but she said her government intended to abandon the British monarch as Jamaica's official head of state and instead adopt a republican form of government. Jamaica declared independence from Britain in 1962, but remains within the Commonwealth and has the Queen as the head of state. And she goes on, I love the Queen. She's a beautiful lady. Simpson Miller said before declaring to the audience in Jamaican patios, but I think the time has come, and they left a couple of words out there, but Simpson Miller said she could replace the Privy Council in London with a Trinidad-based Caribbean Court of Justice as Jamaica's highest court of appeal. She said this would end judicial surveillance from London. And I would say we need a, it's almost like renewing marriage vows. We need to renew our Declaration of Independence. And that should come with not only independence from the crown, from England, and I would have to say Germany. And I believe England is more of a... And I'm still torn, and maybe Werner would have some enlightenment on this issue. I think that Germany is the one pulling the strings behind the scenes. Others would say it's the City of London or England, the Commonwealth, Britain, with the Queen there, the Windsors. I think it's the Habsburgs behind the scene because, you know, it's not what you see. It's what goes on behind the true puppeteers that you really don't even know their names, like Lord Blankfein and others. These are not the people with the real power. People with the real power, we don't know their names. I mean, they're behind the scenes. And, you know, even Soros and some of these other people, I dare say that I think they're the public face, just like, you know, putting a king or queen out there as somebody that you can point to and blame, and they get off scot-free on regardless of what happens or what goes on. You know, at least that's the way it is now, maybe not 100 or 200 years ago. But let me go to Werner in Canada real quick. Werner.
Yeah, good evening.
Am I pronouncing your name right?
Oh, that's good enough. Better. Okay. W is pronounced like a V.
Yeah, okay, I was saying Werner. So.
That's good enough.
Okay.
I
don't know if you heard my query about, you know, if from your perspective, your point of view and what you know, if you think that Germany and the royals there, or the power elite, whatever you want to call them, in Germany, or the Germans like the Windsors in England as head of the Commonwealth, who do you think has more power? Who do you think, you know, pulls the strings?
Look, we are all trying to identify who the culprits are behind the scene. And as long as, here, especially what I see here in North America, as people depend for as a source of information on an information junk food diet that has been given to fed to them for the last 100 years, they never will find out, and they will always get conned again.
Well, no, but you can, because even like what's his name? Not John King, but he's one of them. But the guy from CNN, Cooper, Anderson Cooper, his mom is Gloria Vanderbilt. So
yeah,
it's kind of,
as I say, look, I don't think there's any doubt about how the media is being controlled. And through the control of the media, they're controlling the people. Media, entertainment industry, and so on. And look, I sense a kind of an attempt to blame it on the Germans. Look.
Well, no, see, and I'm not blaming you just because you're German. I'm not blaming any Germans. I'm blaming German royalty. And there's a difference.
As I say, the blue bloods, they have been, too many of them over the centuries, they have been the bloodsuckers in most of the nations, you know?
Yes.
And the common people, they were just as much victims, you know, no matter what country you are looking at.
Oh, I agree. What they did to the German people in Germany, even prior to World War One, like when Prussia was married into the German states.
Under the Prussian royalty, this was one of the fairest governments the people had, because the Prussian kingdom, it got established by the end of the 30 years war, you know, where basically the whole country was devastated. And basically out of the ashes, they rebuilt a nation founded on good moral principle, work ethics, and a conscience that was instilled in everyone that they were a member of a community.
Right.
And this sense of community spirit, it has been lost. And this is the reason why Western countries, everything goes down the tube.
Werner, the music's coming up. Hold on, I want to carry you over. We're going to commercial break. We're speaking with Werner from Canada. We'll be right back. This is Republic Broadcasting Network, your program in the zone. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Empower Network has already generated over $1.5 million of 100% commissions in its first 5 weeks of operation. And the money just keeps on growing. Do you want your unfair share? Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com. Do not let the economy or the job market determine your success. Now you can surf the waves of wealth with a few clicks to the Empower Network. Go to 9OccupyWealth.com. Join today and learn how to get your first 100% commission deposited directly into your bank account. Are you ready for your personal game changer? Are you ready to earn 100% commissions? You need to immediately take advantage of the biggest opportunity you may ever have. Just go to 9OccupyWealth.com. All the information is on the website, 9OccupyWealth.com. That's 9OccupyWealth.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you read the news? Heart disease still the most likely reason you'll die, but people are still not afraid enough. Over 70 million Americans live every day with some form of heart disease, and we accept it as okay. Well, I don't think it's okay, and I'm here to tell you that Extendivite doesn't think it's okay either. Just a few simple herbs can change the way we think about heart disease. Don't just accept it, do something about it. Live a longer, healthier life. Take Extendivite every day. Extend your life with Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Modern medicine has given doctors miraculous powers. Using 21st century imaging technology, surgeons can peer inside the human body in extraordinary detail. Unfortunately for patients, there's virtually no transparency in the billing process. Too often, patients agree to surgical procedures without understanding the full cost of treatment. But all that is about to change. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is revolutionizing medicine with affordable surgical procedures and completely transparent pricing. Their board-certified surgeons perform over 7,000 surgeries per year at a fraction of the cost charged by traditional providers. The Surgery Center of Oklahoma is perfect for individuals without insurance and people with high deductible plans. If you have a health savings account or self-funded plan, you should definitely consider our services. We even welcome patients from Canada and around the world. Check out our website for all-inclusive pricing at surgerycenterok.com. That's surgerycenterok.com. Or give us a call at 405-475-0678.
All right. Well, and I'm glad that Werner mentioned or focused on, and because that is my focus. It's not the German people, because the German people have fought they were in the same position that we are now. Think about what happened to, and even in our own Civil War, where the South was at, with the devaluation of the currency to the Southern states in Confederate notes after the war, you were taking in wheelbarrowfuls of money, bushels full of money, and you couldn't buy a loaf of bread with it. It was worthless. Same thing happened in Germany, and the same thing is being planned and orchestrated and carried out here in the United States. And what the German people are very productive, very ingenious, very creative people, just as are the American people, but many of the same tactics that were used in Germany and or by Germany against, like, even the Italian state, going back in the last several thousand years, a couple times, and using immigration to tear down the Italian empire, using the Vandals and the Visigoths to basically invade Italy and using it as a political weapon, the same kind of orchestrations or machinations are being carried out. What's going on is not just happening by defect or default. This is by planned, a major blueprint where the rich, the ultra-rich, the royal families, those who make their living off of killing others through rape, pillage, whoever has the bigger, cache of weapons, whoever has... Go ahead.
Taxation.
Yeah, well, I mean, even here in the United States, and I don't know, you might know the history of Germany better than I, but here in the United States, we did not tax, we didn't have an income tax. Most of our taxes were tariffs that were imposed upon foreign and mostly royal governments and their subjects, because our founders here realized that the best way to ensure not only our own security, but the expansion of the concept of a republic, self-governance of, by, and for the people, was to impoverish the royal families from around the world and their subjects to the point that their subjects would overthrow their government, their kingdom, and hopefully set up a republic.
When you mentioned there about the financial aspect and taxes in this, this might be of interest to the listeners to look up a Walter Burian.
Say that again?
A Walter Burian.
B-U-R-I-E-N. Uh-huh.
Very interesting.
I want to make sure that you're saying Walter Burian?
Burian. B-U-R-I-E-N.
Okay, got it. Burian. I just want to make sure so that, because you have a very strong accent. And if I'm not clear, then the listeners might not, so I want to make sure they got it.
Yeah.
We're good.
Basically, I came across it a few days ago, and I found it very interesting. He looked at all the financial aspects about the taxation and the whole financial system. You know, and I think it would be worthwhile for the listener to read his publications. You know,
but you understand that if taxes were taken out on industry at the top, not individuals, because you know if you go to our Bill of Rights, the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, right to be secure in your personal papers and property, et cetera, et cetera. The way the tax system is set up, you have to give up evidence against yourself that could later be used against you in a court of law, which violates a number of the amendments to the Constitution, to where if a corporation and or industry were the sole payer, you know, purveyors and providers of taxes, and the people were not, it's all, you know, taken off of the industry or product or consumption, however you want to look at it, at the top, then we would be in a better position individually so that we don't have to give up personal information about who you're doing business with, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, you know, to the government.
I want to keep it simple. I want to keep it simple. What is the greatest resource a country got? It's the people.
Oh, yes, people, yeah. That's what I'm...
Productively. And this is what happened there after the dirty 30s, dirty 20s, you know, in the beginning of the 30s. What, within a few years, got the country going again, that was to use as many people, employ as many people as possible productively. Even so, the country was greatly handicapped because of the lack of natural resources, you know.
Which country are you talking about right now?
At the time, you mentioned there earlier about Germany, you know.
Yeah, okay. No, well, because a lot of there's almost parallels here in the United States at the same time as things were going on in Germany.
United States, you had about 10 times the resources per capita.
Yeah.
What they had in Germany. And nonetheless, there was a depression. Several million people, they just plain disappeared, you know. And
right.
Does that not say something about that the economy and the country was badly mismanaged?
I would say so.
Is the same thing still nowadays?
Yeah.
So, kick the management out. But through this corruption in the management, it has spilled over into the population. Where too many people, they want to live high off the hog. Even so, they don't contribute anything positive to society. They just got jobs. They put in time and they get a paycheck. But there's no benefit for the society to show for.
Well, I've been on James Corbett's program a bunch of times, and he's been on mine, and he just had me on his program on RBN the other night, and then he also interviewed me on his program. And he's much more of an anarchist, to where he doesn't believe in government at all. But I believe, like, certain things like public works, like, and I hate to say dams or you know, because dams are not the best example, because sometimes dams can cause as much as many problems as they actually try to solve. But highway systems, like a magnetic levitation train system that's interstate and if not even international, they shouldn't be trying to marry the United States, Canada, and Mexico until our countries are almost seamless through commerce,
look,
trade.
Look, why do the countries always have to be,
married together?
Consolidated. Why can't different countries, different nations be good neighbors?
Oh, I agree. I agree. And that's, I mean, in my mind, the more diffuse power is, and this is something that I think our founders were big on, and that's why we ended up with, and we're supposed to have 50 states. And that's, even in the European Union, they're not bringing the European Union together to keep the autonomy of all these states and keep the nation states independent and all the people. They want to bring them together as one super state, just like the Soviet Union was.
History has taught that those great empires, after a while, they deteriorate from the inside.
Right, but it's almost a cyclical
300-year cycle.
Yeah, and because they're doing it to these very wealthy royal families know that they can use their republic as an ATM machine. They build it up, build up the public trust, the public assets, and then they take it down and steal all those assets, treasury assets.
And as I say, what we are dealing with is a group of international predators that for many centuries have roamed from one part of the planet to another, devastate one region after another, for their own benefit, not for the benefit of the people.
Right. And I wouldn't even mind, and I don't think anybody else would, that if they were benefiting to an extent themselves, but they were basically doing things, building roads instead of bombs, building bridges instead of, military industrial complex and jets and fighters.
Instead of blowing up the infrastructure in other countries.
Right, right. I mean, there's a better way to take things down and move into the next generation and develop an area or a city or a town or a region and do it constructively rather than destructively.
As I say, they've been breeding too many wannabes and not enough worker bees.
Well, and we don't have enough leaders, people with vision. People like, Kennedy wanting to go to the moon. How come we're not doing that now to where we haven't set our sights on building a moon base and having it occupied 24?
Look, as I say, isn't the Earth big enough? If the Lord wanted us on the moon, he would have put us on the moon.
But Werner, it's not just about that. It's about reaching out and going for things that are bigger than ourselves and things that
But the problem is now, there is one group among humanity, they have to grow too big for their breeches. And they're gonna put us all down. And ultimately they will destroy the whole planet.
Oh, I agree. Because whether it's inbreeding or they have a god complex where they think they can do no wrong.
They're on a power trip.
Yeah, exactly.
And in Germany, we got the saying "Hochmut kommt vor dem Fall." Before the big crash down. People become so high-minded. They lose complete touch with reality.
Yeah, and perspective on what's important. See, that's why I'm saying, like, even things though, like going, whether we're talking about global warming, and I hate to use that because, it's like now we've had a switch and it's not global warming anymore, it's climate change.
I try to deal with it, putting up a bunch of chemicals up in the upper atmosphere that ultimately will poison the whole surface of the planet.
Well, and they come up with this very complex system of trading carbon and carbon taxes and all this other BS, for want of a better term for it, rather than trying to, it's almost like the whole millennium bug, where they're using this whole green thing as a way to spur and keep the economy going, rather than say, no, this is a better way to go. Whether you believe in global warming or not, we should be doing things to harness the thermal energy coming from the sun, or,
have a sustainable development. And this is not Agenda 21.
No.
You know,
that's about
sustainable development and in regard to carbon, you know, use the vegetation to put the carbon back into the ground instead of more and more cutting down the forest, you know, rainforest around the equatorial areas of the globe, and so because all those areas
like
put the carbon back into the safe of the earth, they take it out of circulation.
You understand that pumping the oil out of the earth, it's there almost as a blanket to absorb energy coming from the sun, that it actually converts and, you know, absorbs that thermal energy from the sun and carries on various chemical processes to convert petroleum and other substances into other byproducts, that it's almost like water on the ocean, you know, on the Earth's surface.
And, you know, oil on the ocean, it seriously interferes with the gas exchange between the oceans and the atmosphere.
Yeah, it envelops the water and doesn't let it evaporate like it's supposed to.
See, the way I look at it, for the last 150 years, man has taken so much out of the safe of the Earth, be it ores, be it hydrocarbons, and brought it into circulation, you know, in our ecosphere, which is just only a very, very thin layer, like the outside layer on an apple, you know?
Right.
And now...
Well, it's almost like a big volcano going off.
No, like, picture yourself an apple, and the area where we are living in, our ecosphere, is just a very thin layer around and very fragile layer around the outside of the apple, the skin of the apple. You know?
No, but what I'm saying is that by doing this and pumping all the hydrocarbons up into the atmosphere, it has the same effect as Mount St. Helens erupting. You know.
But as I say, one natural system in order to put it back into the safe of the earth, because the soup is getting too thick, you know, take it out of circulation again, is vegetation.
Right. Oh, I agree.
And I
mean, like you brought up about deforestation, like in Brazil.
And as I say, especially, you know, with the equatorial forest, you know, in Central America, South America, and Southeast Asia and Africa and so on. And they are the regulator of the Earth's climate. And they interfere so much with the natural system of this planet where it can heal itself, you know. And they figure they always can come up with a better mousetrap. You know, and plus to that, you add every year thousands of new man-made chemicals being introduced into the ecosystem that do irreparable damage. Some of them do irreparable damage to all the different life forms that are necessary in order.
Even mercury, and it's been around for a long time.
Yeah, and people forget that. At the bottom end, and the most important part of all life forms, is the microbial life in our ecosystem, in the soil and everywhere. You know, without that healthy microbial life, there is no other life.
I don't know if you've read anything. There's a website called Farm Wars. A friend of mine has it, Barbara, and she in there goes into the microbes that are normally in the earth. And I guess, and, you know, for normal plant life and whatever, and that somehow this normal, the microbes are taking genetic modifications from GMO foods, and they're migrating out of the GMO foods into the natural plant life surrounding any place where there's GMO foods that have been planted.
As I say, basically, all those, so many of those mad scientists, they come up with so many new things where the ecosystem of this planet got no ways of dealing with, and they're basically creating a chemical minefield.
Yeah.
And we never know when one of those mines will go off, you know, in form of carcinogens or plant diseases that, you know, that take over and devastate whole species, or diseases in animal life. And as I say... We got too many apprentices, too many sorcerer's apprentices. They're being sent to university, you know.
Hold on. Werner, hold on. We're going to break. We'll be right back, and we'll finish up with you right after the commercial break.
Time is coming soon. flag ascend.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed.
All right. Well, and Berner, on that note, and what you brought up before was that the problem is that the apprentices, the system's not set up to let the best and brightest rise to the top. We need a system of due process so that people can protect themselves. Like even the situation I'm in, part of the problem is I can't, there's no venue for me. I'm before a branch of military that I'm not in. And it's like, who do I go to? I'm before the Ninth Circuit now, but the Ninth Circuit is deeply involved in what's gone on over the last 8 years. And I'm afraid of what they're going to do. I don't know what they can or can't do. I mean, they're almost in a position where they have to rule and say, no, you know, in the United States, we don't use the military to administer civilian affairs, period. And this is something that goes all the way back to the Magna Carta, 1215 AD.
The military, implementing civilian affairs, isn't that commonly called a dictatorship?
Yeah, exactly. That is a military dictatorship because the military is dictating civilian law and order.
Their mandate is to serve and protect the people.
Right.
And defend. Master. And we are dealing with a lot of reversed roles. From the bureaucracy to the judiciary, they are supposed to be public servants. And now the servants act like they are the masters.
Right. Hitler did not rise to power on his own. It took a lot of little Hitlers placed throughout the system to not only get him in position of power and trust to where he could do what he did, but to keep...
He was
a
leader in a desperate time.
No matter what people might think of Adolf Hitler, when you see a leader put on a military uniform, that's a military dictatorship.
As I say, sometimes desperate times require desperate measures. And sometimes for a short period of time, in order to get a country back on track, it might take an authoritarian leader.
They're still supposed to be a civilian and not go into and become like a military, like Gaddafi. He put on a military uniform. Hitler put on a military uniform. You go through all these people throughout history. Kim Il-jung, it's kind of like a uniform, not really, but or was. But once a civilian leader puts on a military uniform, it is a military dictatorship.
You cannot always generalize that. In regard to Gaddafi, for example, I don't think there's any other country where a leader has been doing and given so many benefits to his people.
I agree with that, as far as even...
And it was under Gaddafi. You know,
right.
I don't think there's a single country on this planet, you know, where the wealth of the country...
Yeah, but Werner, Roosevelt never put on a uniform, and a lot of people saw him as a dictator. I mean, he did try to serve into four terms. He didn't quite finish the fourth term.
But as I say, Roosevelt, he served four terms, you know.
And no other president has ever done that. So,
yeah, but as I say, you know, what was the benefit for the American people? You know,
are you sure it was the American?
The only thing that bailed America out and the economy out was the war industry. Got the war industry going.
Supposedly.
You know.
I think we could have pulled ourselves out of it by building bridges and roads and infrastructure like Eisenhower.
See, this is exactly what was being done under when Hitler came to power. You know, put the people...
Very true.
As I say, it is all about, where people work together for the common good. Other things into play, for example, the pressure from the east,
We're going to get cut off. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for your participation. Thanks for your call in. Call in again next week if you want. We're at the end, but I appreciate it. And,